Now I want to share with you a real story, a testimony that I have visited in the missionary trip recently. I have a nephew whom I have never seen for 30 years. And this nephew led a life of darkness. And he was involved in drugs and his lifestyle was a mess. However, the last time I met with him on my missionary trip, even though he was in a church, even though others claimed that he was born again, but the very fact that he could not pray is a sign that he was not born again. You see, a born again child of a living God is able to talk. Just like a baby before long makes noise and talk. A doll has no noises, a robot has no noises because they have no life. You see, in him was life, and life was the light of men. So I told my nephew to ask him to pray with me. And all I asked, if he genuinely from his heart would confess his sins together with me. And all I asked was genuineness from his heart, my dearly beloved. Because God sees through the heart of men, not the lips. You can confess with your lips, it is not going to do you any good. Because God sees through every single thing on earth and heaven, wherever we are. He sees through right into the heart of men. So I asked him to offer his heart genuinely. And he agreed. As we confess, as I help him to confess his sins, and as we confess together in through our prayers, believe it or not, a miracle happened. He was a very strongly built young man, good looking and big size. At the end of that prayer, when I say in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, he began to squeal like a little child, little pigs out of fear. And I turned around and I saw his face. I said, what is wrong with you, my nephew? And he said, auntie. That's how he calls me, auntie. I am full of fear. I said, what is wrong with you? Oh, I'm so full of fear. I said, why? Then he explained, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, hallelujah. Three demons, size of 12 inches black color, crawl out from his body. One from the left hand, one from the right hand, and one down from the belly, down to the ground and out of the door. From his heart left three ugly 12 inches black color, look like burnt black demon. Isn't that the truth of the word of God? God is light, is not darkness. What sin does to the devil is to turn from the beautiful angel into Satan, ugly, black, and dark. This is the real story. He was born again of the Spirit of God, and I knew the moment the blood of Jesus washed him clean, the devil cannot withstand holiness. My dearly beloved, my friend, listen to this story. This is a real story I'm sharing with you. Satan is under torment when it comes to the blood of Jesus, because the blood of Jesus is holy. The blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross makes us holy. And my nephew, when he confessed every one of that sin by the blood of Jesus, the holiness come through and wash everything. And the Holy Spirit come through because God is holy. And the Holy Spirit, of course, is holy. As the Holy Spirit endorsed these transactions, as he confessed his heart out of his sins genuinely and believe in Jesus, the demon cannot withstand and is under torment. For that reason, they could not even walk out. They had to crawl out. That's what my nephew said. They crawl out like a spider from his body out of the door. How amazing that the word of God is so precious. It says, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Until unless you are born again of the Spirit of God, where the Holy Spirit will come in your heart, your eyes is shut. You see, we have two pairs of eyes. We have the physical eyesight, which you and I have it the moment we are born physically as a baby. And we have two pairs of ears, the physical ear and mouth, of course. The moment you are born again, God will give you spiritual eyes, spiritual ears, and spiritual mouth. For that reason, my nephew was given the spiritual eyes to see the power of darkness in the spiritual world when he chose to believe in Jesus and was born again, and now is born again, of course. That's why he could see the dark, ugly devil after that prayer. That proves that the Word of God is very much alive and absolutely true. You see, once you're born again of the Spirit of God, you have a pair of new spiritual eyes, like you have your physical eyes. Then, with that eyes that you were given by the Lord God, you can begin to read the Bible. The Bible is the holy word of God. It is not a regular book. However, the key to the Bible is the Holy Spirit, and of course, you have to be born again of the Spirit of God. Until unless you receive the Holy Spirit in your heart, you are just blind as a bat and in darkness. For that reason, it says, and the darkness comprehended it not. You could be reading the Word of God and not see anything until unless you're born again. And there is no need for you to see because it is like a doll. A doll does not need to eat because a doll is dead, but a baby will automatically look for milk and hungry, and if they're not given milk, they cry. You know that if you have a baby, I've seen one.